Let's talk about stamp duty, the big rabbit pulled from the hat in the final few moments of the Chancellor's statement. You, of course, being Chief Secretary of the Treasury, would have been very much involved in a development of this. This is good news for people who, well, the vast majority of people buying homes where they're going to see their actual total stamp duty bill fall. However, will the bands that are currently set for stamp duty, will they rise in line with house price inflation, or are we going to see more and more ordinary people buying ordinary homes getting dragged into higher and higher stamp duty prices?
Well, the Chancellor, the government updates on stamp duty rates and thresholds at every budget, and those are decisions that will be taken in the normal way year by year. But what I'd say is that this is a reform to stamp duty that has been Liberal Democrat policy for many years, because it makes the system more progressive, because it gets rid of some of the anomalies in the system that make the housing market harder to operate. And, you know, 98% of housing transactions will see the same or less stamp duty paid.
Could you answer the question, Danny?
I have answered the question.
Are the bans going to rise in line with house price inflation?
The bans and rates of council tax get updated at every budget. We haven't set out an uprating policy today.
They haven't gone up in years.
This change today will mean that someone buying an average priced house, £275,000 in this country, will pay £4,600 less stamp duty on that transaction. I'd say that is a very big change.
But will the bans change in line with price inflation? Yes or no? You're the Chief Secretary of the Treasury. Either you're not involved in these conversations or you know, in which case, can you tell LBC listeners?
What we're setting out is a new system of stamp duty, which is not based on these slabs.
And as part of that new system, will the threshold for the bans go up in line with house price inflation, which they've not done in the last goodness knows how many decades?
We have not set out plans today to uprate the bans in line with inflation.
So more and more people buying ordinary homes that are going up in price will now end up paying more and more higher rates of stamp duty.
No.
That's the result of that policy change.
98% of people will pay less stamp duty as a result of this. It's only
today.
It's only perhaps in the LBC studio that a home worth more than £1 million is counted as an ordinary
home.
But
you know as well as I do that more and more homes are being dragged into stamp duty in the first place.
I appreciate that you may be someone who will be hit by this because of the sorts of homes
you might want. What about someone buying a property worth £125,000 being hit by this?
The starting threshold is £125,000, so below that the number is zero. And of course they then only pay a percentage on the amount above £125,000 in this new system. The big problem we had with the existing system is if you bought a house worth £126,000, you paid a percentage of the entire value. Whereas now, the first £125,000 is stamp duty free.
We've established quite clearly, the bans are not planning to, at the current time, to go up in line with house price inflation. That is the case, is it not?
It's kept under review at every budget.
Kept under review, so they definitely won't.